received an email this week from Chris, who said that he wouldn't be here this Sunday, but reminded me we begin at 9:15 and we must be finished by 10:15. He must have meant it because the time is up here. I have to take notice. It's an interesting time, is it not, in the year of the church, as we draw the church's year to a closure. And as we come to the closing of the church year, the readings the church assigned to us for our reflection and our contemplation are readings that are not always comfortable. There may be a certain fear about those readings. They are, as you people know so well, readings that are of an apocalyptic nature. They seem to speak all of the end times. And yet, all of this is to bring to closure this journey of the past 12 months in the life of our church, concluding next Sunday, as you know, with the Feast of Christ the King. And then we set out again in the new year of the church with the first Sunday of Advent and begin again to reflect on the story, the salvation history that holds us together and why we come together on a morning like this. The word is not always easy to understand. And you people have your own insights into the word that's been shared with you this morning, your own thoughts, your own challenges. May I put into the mix of your own take from the word of God a story, and then will you allow me to make a connection between that story I share and the word of God that we've heard? It may just take a little extra reflection to kind of get my take on what our God is saying to us through his word. My story goes like this, a true story. A story about Charlie. He's a volunteer. A volunteer in a unique kind of work, I guess, at a hospital for terminally ill children. And Charlie says that his idea was pretty simple at the beginning when he volunteered. He started to volunteer in wards with children who were terminally ill or children who were burn victims. And he wasn't quite sure what to do. Just go there and cheer them up a little. Spread around some joy and some laughter. And that gradually developed, Charlie said, into something that he never thought that he would engage in. To come in to the ward with the children as a clown. First, he said, someone gave me one of those red rubber noses that I began to wear. And I put that to work, he said. Then I started doing some elementary makeup. I then got a yellow, red, and green clown suit. And finally, some nifty, tremendous wingtip shoes. Over a metre long, a metre and a half long, he said. With green tips and heels, and there was white in the middle. They came, Charlie said, from a clown who was retiring and he wanted to keep his feet walking. It's a little tricky, Charlie said, coming in. Because some kids, when they see a clown, they think the clown's going to eat them up. And kids in hospitals and burn units, Charlie said, of course, they're pretty shaky. We have a sense of that, particularly you mums and dads. Burnt skin, bald heads on little kids. What do you do, Charlie said. I guess you just face it. That was his conclusion. Just face it. Because when the kids are really hurting so bad and they're so afraid and probably dying and everybody's heart is breaking, he said, you've just got to face it and see what happens after that and what to do next. That developed. Because Charlie said, a thought came to my mind. The idea of traveling through the wards with these kids with popcorn. Interesting, with popcorn. And this is what Charlie said. When a kid's crying, what he would do is go up to the kid and he would dab the tears with popcorn and then he would eat it. Or he would give it to the kid to eat, to he or she. And then they would sit around together and eat the tears. Why do I share that story in the light of the Word of God today? This is the connection I make with the story and the word we've shared. In the most difficult and paralyzing moments that you and I face in our life's journey, there is a promise for we who believe. The promise of Jesus. The promise that when we act out of selfless love to seek first of all the good of another, we will find the words and the actions that heal and lift up. As Charlie became known as the popcorn clown, as Charlie discovered in and through his work, God remains present to us in the goodness within ourselves and in the caring compassion that is offered by others. In the wars we fight, the earthquakes that shake our sureties, the bushfires and disasters that topple our own secure, self-centered worlds, there is the assurance given to us that we can always rebuild our lives on the stronger and timeless things of God. Compassion, reconciliation, friendship, generosity. God assures you and me of his grace and his wisdom if we do not allow ourselves to be walled up, as it were, by hopelessness, but rather are able to remain open to the possibility of bringing forth resurrection in every moment of life that God has given to us. Wherever you travel with the Word of God we've shared this morning in the course of the coming week, may it renew your hope in the presence of the God who is with you, remind you of the power that God gives to you, and the invitation of that God to exercise that for the good and the well-being of others, even in the most simplest of ways, always knowing that beneath all of the efforts that we make, there needs to be a sense of joy and happiness that our presence in the lives of others bring, reminding them of the goodness of the God who loves them.